United States President George W. Bush delivers his final address to the United Nations today as world leaders gather in New York for the opening of the General Assembly. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is worried that the current economic crisis will reduce the ability of rich countries to aid the developing world. This week's summit will focus on steps to achieve all the United Nations Millennium Development Goals by the target date of 2015, particularly in Africa. Bishop Giorgio Bertin of Djibouti spoke to us about some of the consequences of extreme poverty in the Horn of Africa and explained how they affect First World nations, too.
During my trips in the northern part of Djibouti, I have seen hundreds of people, mainly Ethiopian youth, walking, literally walking, with nothing in their hands, trying to reach the coast, particularly in the area of Obok, in order to go to Yemen and from there to reach Arab countries and perhaps even to the Mediterranean countries. That is the result not simply of political conflict in Somalia or instability in Ethiopia, but it is the consequence of an immense poverty. Faced with an immediate poverty in front of our eyes, we are ready to take any decision, even a desperate and illogical decision, but when danger, when starvation is just in front of you, you may imagine that going even and crossing the Gulf of Aden, you may resolve all your problems.